Welcome to Everyday Happiness, where we create lasting happiness in about 2 minutes a day through my signature method of intentional margins, creating harmony between your to-dos and your priorities, happiness science, and musings about life. I'm your host, Katie Jeffcoat. And over the last couple of days, we've been talking about time and balance and harmony and to-do lists and how most of us desperately want to get off the hamster wheel and feel fulfilled, feel happy. Yesterday, I invited us to ponder the following statement. If your to-do list doesn't create the life that you want, then maybe you're doing the wrong things. We all have things that we don't want to do, like our taxes, or change diapers, or go to the dentist, but we have more control over our life than we often give ourselves credit for. After we pay the taxes and change the diaper, what's left? If there's something on your to-do list or on your calendar that isn't really that important to you and you don't really have to do it, right? Then maybe it shouldn't be getting your time. This could be a process of extracting yourself from commitments. And I don't want to give you the illusion that this happens overnight. It usually doesn't. And it always takes effort. You have to do the work. You have to ask yourself these hard questions of, what are my priorities? What do I care about most? I hear people say all the time that I don't have enough time. I don't have enough time to work out. I don't have enough time to call a friend. I don't have enough time to get a haircut. I don't have enough time to, you can fill in the blank. But the truth is, you do have enough time. You just need to decide what's keeping you from prioritizing that thing if it's important to you. And where are the distractions that you can illuminate? Is it Netflix? Is it Instagram? Is that keeping you from doing the things that matter most? If you don't think you have time to work out or go on a date or call a friend, then I would argue that you need to look at where you're spending your time. Of course, there are seasons, and maybe this season is a new baby or a big work project, but these seasons will pass and time will look different next season. So it's being intentional about how we spend our time. All right, until next time, crush that subscribe button. If you want to get this delivered to your inbox, you can jump over to katiejeffcoat.com/happiness and it will come to your inbox every single day. All right, and remember, kindness is contagious.